Welcome to the Remote Pilot Association podcast. I am your host and chief pilot, TC Freeman. Wanted to talk about how to handle distractions while flying your drone. So if I had a nickel for every time I was asked by somebody, how much is that drone? What kind of drone is that? I would be a rich man. But in this podcast, we're going to talk about handling those type of situations and other similar type scenarios. I did have a job one time, just to illustrate, shooting the downtown skyline of a major city, which I'll not say which one it is. But just as a disclaimer, make sure you do check your local laws. I know this is a loaded topic, the whole federal law over local laws and such, but we'll save that for another time. Just make sure you know what you're up against when you're shooting in these type of areas. So we're shooting the skyline for an artist who does some graphics work, was wanting to have a current version of this particular city, a skyline to be able to transfer to different products, which sounded like a pretty cool job there. The challenge initially in the pre-flight planning was finding a location, you know, that would not have a whole lot of onlookers and a whole lot of traffic and attracting a lot of attention. So what we did was picked out a isolated parking lot that was in the area, found that there was not a whole lot around. There were some houses across the street, but it was an empty lot. Really, the idea was to kind of be ready to go, not the usual, you know, put on the orange vest thing and cones and flagging tape. We really wanted to kind of be stealthy, because the issue is the longer you're on site, especially with the potential for a lot of attention, the more time you're there, the more attention you're going to get. And some of that attention is not good. Just those simple questions like, what kind of drone? What are you doing? How much does it cost? Those type things. And you really want to keep that to a minimum if possible, which we'll discuss how to mitigate some of that. So our first MO was basically to have that the aircraft pre-flighted and ready to go out of the case, you know, set up, and we roll up on site and ready to fly basically as quickly as possible. We did have some of those folks that did have some questions. We got up and we're flying, got some of those good shots, and one of the residents from across the street did come out and she said, hey, are you taking pictures of my house? So how do you handle that? Well, you could ignore it, which I don't think is wise, because that usually means you'll get a call into 911 or something like that. The other way to do it, I'm always a big believer in kindness, you know, try sweet tea before lemons, as the expression goes. So I respectfully said, no, ma'am, we're not interested in your house at all. We're really up high just taking a picture of the beautiful downtown skyline, and we'll be done in a minute. And that tended to help. However, you know, never know what people are going to do. She might go right back inside and decide to call 911. And next thing you know, you got a police situation. You could still feasibly do it, but it's just about delays there that would delay anything from happening very quickly. We want to get there, get our shots, and get out of town, so to speak. Get out of downtown. The other scenario was shooting kind of in a busy area. There was a commercial business and we wanted to get some exteriors of it. The security guard came over and claimed that it was illegal for us to be shooting photos of this exterior of the commercial building. And fortunately, a friend of mine that was there was previously in the media, said, this is all right. We're in a public area. The front of the building basically is open for taking photos and video. At that point, I think the person realized, hey, these aren't just anybody we can just scare off with some made up excuse. And they kind of wandered off. But we were, again, nice and respectful. Now, let's compare this to a scenario I heard of, in contrast to those two, but kind of related. I heard about a story of somebody that was taking pictures of a home that was the location of a major movie shoot. So it became very popular for folks to go find. However, the home had been sold and it was now a private home. And that was part of the issue, you know, with owning the home, sadly, was they had a lot of drive-by traffic and that sort of thing. The fellow was talking about shooting this particular location and mentioned that it was, you know, pretty low level, that they were doing this. The person, you know, came out, saw the person maybe spending a little too much time, unlike cars that just kind of drive by or stop and take a quick photo. They went out to figure out what this car was doing, just parked there, and confronted the person about it. Their tact was just to say, hey, we're on our legal right, you know, bugger off, as the expression goes. I didn't feel like that was a good way to handle things, because really the moral of the story, I would say, is being a good neighbor and, you know, not being a nuisance. So I wouldn't want somebody flying outside of my home at low level and taking videos and photos, although it might be legally correct to do this. It doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do in that situation. Keep that in mind. We want a good impression of our industry. You know, you might be able to approach that person ahead of time and just say, hey, we would really like some drone shots. Is there a convenient time? You know, we really love your home. It's great. I know you get a lot of attention. We, out of respect, we want to coordinate something with you. Or there might be some sort of monetary exchange that could happen. Say, hey, if you let me spend 30 minutes on site outside your home, I could take some videos and make it a kind of a win-win situation. And one way, though, getting back to distractions, if somebody does come up and ask questions, you know, basically you want to designate a non-flying person, like a VO, visual observer, to answer those questions and kind of handle it. If I am there solo, you know, by myself shooting, I basically, as quickly as I can and friendly as I can, just say, hey, I'm busy concentrating trying to get this shot. I'm happy to answer all your questions. Let me just bring this in for a landing. So a lot of folks, I guess, this day and age, wind up venturing off somewhere else and not sticking around, which is all well and good for the efficiency of the shot, but I'm definitely happy to talk with folks as I'm packing up. So like we say, polite and confident communication is great. That's a good option when you're flying. However, we want to be realistic. There are some situations where it might not be possible to handle those distractions in a calm and polite manner. For instance, I think about the video I saw online where the young man was attacked by a lady on the beach, and she was claiming that he was stalking her with his drone and taking inappropriate photos. Those are those situations where you might need to call 911 yourself, because the last thing any of us want is an altercation. Even if you're in the right, make sure we don't wind up in a compromising situation. You can sometimes just extract yourself and go to another location and resolve some of these and still get your mission accomplished. Thank you for listening. I am TC Freeman. You can find us at remotepilotassociation.com, where you can sign up for our free newsletter. We have a passion for helping drone pilots and aspiring drone pilots get their small business off the ground, whether they want to start a small business or add this to their existing job. Consult the website for information on membership, which is very budget friendly. Get information on getting commercially certified and to keep you up to date on recurrency requirements for your certificate.